6:54 here at Nova 969. David Guetta with Akon, Sexy Bitch. Tony Martin's popped in to say g'day.
Sexy
Hello.
Bitch.
You are a sexy bitch.
I'll be one if you need me to.
It's been too long. We haven't had you on the show for years,
oh, hey,
mate.
Oh, not too bad. I've just had a thing here in Sydney, a reading event last night for my book, and people showed up in capes and bath towels because we used to do a thing on our radio show, Caperl. Have you ever done that? Well, you must have. Do you have Rocktober in this town?
No.
We had, on our show...
No, Triple M owns the rights to that. We can't touch it. I'm not even allowed to say it.
Well, we decided to preempt Rocktober with Rocktember, and then the owners of Rocktober sued us, so we went, oh, we'll have something else. So we went with Caperl.
Yeah.
And that was like 2.5 years ago. People showed up at this thing with capes. I'm going, it's not Capetember. Let the capes down.
That's great.
How many people turn up in a cape, Mr. Martin?
I reckon about 40 people caped, fully caped, but I reckon 15 of them just bath towels.
Okay.
Now, Tony, welcome to the show. It's great to have you in here. Thanks. Do you miss radio, or are you completely over the medium?
No, I'm right into it. I just enjoying hearing my voice in the headphones. I just
good,
feel like
it?
Saying, fantastic, it's great. Brian Adams coming up next. Sorry, I shouldn't say that here.
You no, that be. Word's banned no, on the station. Banned.
Who do you play too much of here? Fallout Boy.
I don't know, 13, 24, 10. Please tell us. mate, I thought it was interesting how the, you know, just a little bit of radio magic that they explained that the problem with your show on Triple M, and there are people that I talked to, were programmers, who saw that the problem was that you were bringing too many listeners
into
the station. It was too popular, and it was turning some people off because
we're told,
it was too popular.
Mate, you're bringing great listeners, mate, but they're not the listeners we want. They were the wrong kind of listeners. And I'm going, have you seen your figures? Won't any listeners do?
Yes.
Wouldn't just one man at this point be a boon? But it was, we were told that people are coming in and they're, when our show comes on, half the audience leaves. But twice as many people arrive. So the audiences were like, was 1.5 what it would normally be. But then when our show finishes, everybody leaves.
Yeah. Your show's like Yes Minister.
Like, driving people away. Well, Yes Minister.
Oh, my God. It's like one of those ridiculous events. I mean, you might get twice as many people, but because you've lost half as many. You're actually at a loss, even though you're winning.
I couldn't work out the maths of it.
No.
I know there was a problem that we were talking about Steven Seagal too much. That was constantly mentioned in meetings.
How's that even possible?
How does someone bring up in a meeting, just I want to talk to you about someone, Steven Seagal, how many times you mentioned
guys,
they write it down on a pad?
Guys, you talked about Steven Seagal for 13 minutes this morning. Couldn't you mention the Veronicas just once? Just for me, guys, straight ahead.
And I say how funny it is for us who work in the industry to hear somebody talking about the industry. But the fact is, and this is the truth, ladies and gentlemen listening now, well, often when we talk about people who work in the industry and are bosses or programs and stuff, we all accidentally put on that exact same voice.
But they're all ex-announcers.
Can I talk to you? I just got this thing that I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
It's Steven Seagal, okay? No, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
But they just in everyday conversation, they'll be, guys, you haven't got enough sizzle on the program. There's not enough traction in Adelaide. We're not getting enough cut-through up in Brisbane. Cut-through and traction and words like migrate, things will be migrated somewhere. I say, can we move our podcast from that side over to that side? And the guy goes, yeah, good idea, mate, just migrate them across. And I'm going, hang on, what you've done there is you've replaced a one-syllable word, move, with a two-syllable word, migrate. It actually takes longer to say migrate. And then I see him a week later, he's going, how'd you go transitioning those podcasts, mate? I mean, that's now four syllables. It takes actually longer. Maybe you could transition yourself out of my office.
Oh, it's so funny.
Alan Bro famously tells a story about when he was at Mix FM doing breakfast, that one day the program director said to him, his boss said to him, said, look, I was listening to the show this morning and...
See, you put the voice on.
And Alan, I've got to say, storytelling's not really your forte. So you're more of a reactor. You react to things that are happening. And so no more stories on the radio. So then a week later, he tells a great story. Alan, you know what I like? When you tell a story, you're a natural storyteller.
And he was told to take, at that station, he was actually told, he was made to go to classes to lose his New Zealand accent. And he's going, but I've been talking like this for 4 years on Spicks and Specs, and nobody seems to have had a problem. Like, if I change my voice now, it won't. People will go, they're saying it's the guy from Spicks and Specs, but he's talking differently.
It's very funny. I think one of the funniest things last, a while ago, we were asked to describe ourselves, right? In a meeting. It's fair enough. It's not a big thing. But we were asked to describe our roles.
Right.
And I seriously wrote down people's poet. That was my role. It's kind of stuck. People call me people's poet.
Yeah, mate, that's not relatable. There's no relatability. We've tested that one. It's not testing well.
I've also got you here, Tony. Can you stick around after? We're going to go to the news in a second. Yeah. I think this is an opportunity.
Keep it tight, mate. Tighten it up. Tight is right.
Don't worry, we blow out all the time because we're not very good. We haven't learned anything. Yeah. Now, 13 24 10 is the number to call if you would like to talk about the worst talkback stories. So we're going to do talkback on talkback.
So done. The things that we've said, please give us a call on. You've ever heard someone do a talkback topic.
And it's just been shit. Like, for example, if you've heard us say, give us a call if you'd like to defend your country about your sexual prowess, which we did about 7 minutes ago, and that failed terribly. So that's one example.
What went wrong there?
Isn't it funny how we can really just reflect what we did 5 minutes ago as an example of bad radio? 13 24 10, if you'd like to talk about bad talkback topics that you've heard or been involved in.
Tony Martin is our guest this morning. A Nest of Occasionals is his book. We'll talk more about that after the news. It is 6 minutes after seven here at Nova 969. The Eliminator's on in a second. Unfortunately, Kate not with us today. Tony Martin's popped in to say g'day.
Yes, how's that phone in going?
Can I talk about how the irony, it's just too funny. We just, before 7 o'clock, said give us a call for the least successful talkback topics you've ever heard or been involved in. No one rang.
Nobody.
So therefore, by definition, that was the least successful talkback topic,
right?
Which was give us a call about unsuccessful talkback topics. It's a full circle now, and it will swallow itself in a vortex.
Our drive guys did one recently where they give us a call if you've ever, what was it, held
it
here.
Held
they're listening, they can call it. So they held your breath. Does someone know this one? They held
what? What are you talking about?
Have you ever held your breath underwater till you passed out?
I think that was the call. Just narrowing it down.
How many called in for that?
I didn't know anyone. It was on. I got a ripper. So,
what's your emergency? Have you got an emergency topic? Because on Get This, our emergency topic was which animal would you steal from the zoo? Ooh. And how would you do it?
Oh, good one.
That's and great.
Always heaps of complaints.
13, 24, 10. Which animal would you steal from a zoo and how would you do it?
And people would call in with always involving giraffes with like a Becton sign on the neck to disguise it as a crane or an elephant in a giant overcoat. But then you do that people would call and complain and going, no, you don't want to encourage people. You don't want to, and you're going, what, encourage them to take a giant overcoat to the zoo. That's replicable behaviour. So, try that one if you want. Or who's your favourite sailor was what we'd offer to do. We'd just call and go, I like the sailor in such and such a video clip. People couldn't resist.
Lord Nelson.
There you go. Oh, there you go.
I don't. Yeah. Well, I'm stuck on my favourite sailor.
Tony, you got a book.
Yes, A Nest of Occasionals, it's called. But you must know would you be old enough, Merrick, to have a nest of occasional tables in your house?
No. No. I don't even know what that means.
A series of increasingly smaller coffee tables.
Oh, yes.
All fitting inside each other.
My mum's family would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, or my nana or something like that, yep.
Foolish thing to call a book, really, as I'm discovering on radio show after radio show. But it's true stories, actual things that have happened to me.
Is it harder to write your first or second book?
Oh, it's difficult, second book syndrome. But I did save pornography till the second one. The most popular chapter seems to be pornography before the internet. Would you remember pornography before? You guys wouldn't be old enough to know when there was a time when you couldn't just go on the internet.
I do remember it.
You do?
Somewhat fondly.
Really? Mm. What about the National Geographic? Did that ever play any erotic part in your life?
No.
There's nothing sexy about volcanoes and debris in Manila. Yeah.
Yeah. Women with giant dinner plates and for a bottom lip. That's quite appealing.
I've never been turned on by floods, but each to their own.
You wouldn't be able to remember a time, as I recount in this book, before there was VHS video recorders, before you had to actually, you couldn't just tape something off the telly. Like when I was at school in the 70s, there was a printed sheet that went around amongst students saying what films had naked breasts in them and at what point during the film. So you'd have to time it. Word would go around the school. This Friday at 11:35, they're showing MASH, the film, and that means by this sheet, calculating at 14 minutes past one in the morning, there will be breasts for 2 seconds. And so everyone would have to... You couldn't tape it.
No.
You couldn't freeze frame.
Yeah, I like you trying to reference it like it's the 70s, but really, it's just New Zealand. They're still doing that. And
they
possibly
are. Colour has been introduced.
What year did New Zealand get colour television?
We got it halfway through an episode of HR Puff and Stuff. It was violent and startling. It was 1976, I think.
Okay, same as here. There we go. Benny's called in.
Hi, Ben.
How you going?
Good. Okay, mate. What are you calling in first of all? Which talkback topic? We've tried 14 this morning.
I'm just telling you to steal from the zoo.
Oh, okay. What animal would you steal from the zoo? Great. And how would you do it?
I'd take a rhino, and if I got caught, I'd just say I was horny.
There you go.
There we go.
See,
Ben,
it's a gold mine, this topic.
Yeah,
Ben's
right.
Good. This will carry over until tomorrow.
We're doing it forever.
Yeah, seriously. We do it each day.
The book is out, A Nest of Occasional. Tony Martin, good to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks,
guys. It's always a pleasure. Don't be a stranger. Come and see us again soon.
No worries. Keep the sizzle happening.
Yeah. Pearl Jam, The Fixer, The Eliminator up next. It is 11 after 7.